This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. It's a voice you haven't heard for a couple of weeks, but Jeff Morgan here, Hunter Newton. Happy Friday. It's the weekend.
Well, welcome back, Jeff. It's been a while, you know.
It has been a while. It was good. It's a good vacation, good to get away, and rejuvenated. It's like you got to get away every once in a while.
You probably got back and went straight to grab yourself a Domino's pizza, really get rejuvenated.
You know, I probably should have, but I got home a little late, even though they were still open. I could have got my $7.99 carryout, but yeah. I was a little tired. It was a 26-hour day.
Ooh, yeah. That's a tough one. I don't know if I'd want to do 26 hours because you were in another country watching a little basketball.
Yes, I was. not only basketball, but I watched the Masters a little bit too. I was up until, 1:30 in the morning on Sunday to watch the finals. And that was good. Rory McIlroy pulled it off. What a great Masters tournament it was this year. Beautiful weather, and it was anybody's to have, and Rory grabbed it in the last nine holes, so it was cool to see.
Well, it's good that they got the nice weather, because at the same time here, we were getting pelted with a nice heavy downpour of rain, so.
Yeah, where I was in Spain, it was cold weather, and it started getting nice when I got on the plane.
That's an Oregonian traveling right there.
That's what everybody was saying.
You bring the rain with you wherever you go.
Wherever we went, that's what happened. It was funny. Well, hey, next weekend, we've got a couple of spring games. It's almost football season here.
That's right. Talk about coming back.
That's right, exactly, in a flurry. The Ducks, their spring game is next Saturday, and that kicks off at 1 o'clock. And the Beavers, their spring game is the same exact day. I think this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah, I don't recall. Usually the Beavers do their spring game a week before the Ducks, but I think now that they are in separate conferences, and to some of these naysayers about the way college football going, I'd say it's different levels of play.
Absolutely. And we're going to be doing a pregame show down there, our tailgater show, and Mike Gallagher is going to be joining me, and that'll be on from noon to 1. And so we'll have updates on the Beaver score as we're live down there in the parking lot, which is where we love to do those things. It'll be a lot of fun. So, yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing the new players. There's a lot of returners, and they had 40 kids hit the portal for the Ducks last year.
That's insane when you're talking about a team that was in the playoffs. To have 40 players sit there and go, I might find better opportunity elsewhere.
Yeah, and there were a lot of them that were just second, third, fourth stringers, and that's fine, and I totally get that. But there were a lot of guys that, I mean, Purchase, for example, one of the starting linebackers, I mean, he went to Ole Miss, which I'm like, why would you go to Ole Miss? Yep. Over playing for the Ducks, you were going to be a starter, and I don't know, something weird happens. I don't know what's going on. You know, Dan Lanning's pretty tight-lipped. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really get into anything, yeah. And unlike the previous coaches who just would like vomit everything,
vomit out info.
So yeah, he keeps it pretty tight-knit. But he's got a great program. He's got a lot of good guys coming in. It's going to be fun to watch these new kids. And then you got Riola, the transfer from. Where did he come from? I want to say NC State, but I don't know if I'm right or not.
Yeah.
Coming in and giving Dante Moore a run for his money.
Like you said, a lot of second, third, even fourth string guys entering the portal. I think that's the par for the course with college football now, especially when you're talking about a team at the Ducks level. The guys that get the best opportunities to play at for a team like the Oregon Ducks are the guys that have that college experience on the playing field. It's been a major shift from join our program, learn the program, play in 2 or 3 years, to play today, and then come over and you can learn the program once you've got the experience.
You know, I think it goes farther than that, Hunter. I think it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. It's who's going to pay me the most. And, that's where a lot of these things come in, because this is not just college football anymore. It's semi-pro.
Yeah.
And they're getting paid a lot more like in college than they would their first few years in the NFL.
Well, and let's be brutally honest, when you're looking at over 100 college football programs at the, at the D1 level, you're talking about if you're making money playing college ball, you invest it well, the likelihood of you going on to the NFL, there's only 7 rounds in the NFL draft, let's put it that way, are slim to none. So if you can make a nice paycheck playing college ball, it makes the most sense to get as much as you can invest it wisely and come out the other side with a nice nest egg.
Absolutely, and they should, and hopefully they have a good investor, a wealth advisor.
Well, that's
or
always when you're talking 18 to 22 year old kids. That's the big question mark.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they want the cars, they want the everything,
the jewelry,
yep,
the grills,
all of it. Oh man, well, hey, we've got to get out to our first break. It's going to be a short sports ticket again because the Mariners are. Their
pregame show at 5:30, first pitch about 6:40, and we do have a Mike had an opportunity to interview Travis Demers, the voice of the Trailblazers, who have reached the playoffs for the first time since 2021. So they're going to give you a quick preview of all of that, what's coming up. So enjoy the interview. It's being brought to you by Color Tile of Salem. You're listening to Sports Ticket on 1430 KYKN.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
Friday afternoon here on an abbreviated Sports Ticket. Mike Halliger sitting in, and we've got on the phone here the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers on his way to Texas as San Antonio is going to host the Portland Trailblazers in their first trip to the playoffs in the last 4 years. Here's Travis Demers coming to us just before he gets ready to travel down to the Lone Star State. Travis, wow, what an end of the season, and what a great start to the postseason.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's been kind of surreal in a lot of ways because this team hasn't been to the playoffs in 2021, since 2021. And there have been so many things that have happened over the last 5 years and over the course of this season that when you think playoffs and you think of opportunities this team has had, they've just been few and far between. And Blazers fans have gotten kind of used to, you know, wait till next year, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that they were able to go 10-4 to close out the regular season and beating the Clippers twice when they'd only beaten them twice since 2019. And to get down by 11 points in the fourth quarter to the Suns in that play-in game and fight and battle back the way that they did, it just shows the level of resiliency that this team has, and it is a completely different feel about this team than it was even a couple of months ago.
One of the things we saw was that comeback. I watched the last 2 to 3 minutes the other night when they came back and beat Phoenix. And it was the way they played. It wasn't haphazard. It wasn't throw up a prayer. It was really, you know, it was calculated basketball, except for the jam at the end.
Yeah, you know, with that, Denny Avdia has been so good this year. But for him having 14 points in the fourth quarter and recognizing the fact that Phoenix really didn't have any rim protection on the floor and using that to his advantage and being physical and driving into the teeth of the defense, knowing that he could get to the free throw line and, you know, get buckets and get and-one situations. And then just big shots from other guys, you know, all the way around the floor and having a number of players, not just one, who can be a go-to player in the fourth quarter. And being able to overcome that and win with defense, execution, physicality, and doing things the right way, all of that stuff. I mean, it was so impressive to watch because this team has grown up in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
Over the last couple of months.
Final, of course, 114-110 over the Phoenix Suns. That puts them into the play-in. They end up playing the San Antonio Spurs, a team that's won 20 more games. But, you know, you think they shocked the Suns. I think they partially shocked the NBA just because of everything, all the adversity and the way it ended it in kind of an improbable way with that trip to the Western Conference playoffs. This tells me this team may be one of the hotter teams going into the first round.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you include the play-in game, the Blazers have won 11 of their last 15 games. And the play-in game, game 83, if you will, with the exception of Damian Lillard, that was the first game the entire season, games 1 through 82, that the Blazers were fully healthy. The first time the entire year that they had a clean injury report, of course, with the exception of Damian Lillard. So they're playing good basketball. They're healthy. And at this point, they're playing with house money, too. They're playing loose and free, and those are the kinds of things that you need to have when you're a big underdog, and they are a big underdog.
Well, it'll be the playoff debut for both. Again, how do you pronounce Danny's name? Avia?
Avdia,
I apologize. And, of course, Victor Wembanyama, his playoff debut is also here, the big seven-plus footer for San Antonio. But one key thing is, Wemby hasn't played against the Blazers this year at all.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because this is his third season in the league, and the Spurs have had 11 games against the Trailblazers in that span. Wemby has played the Blazers three times. Some of it is because he doesn't play on the second night of back-to-back. Some of it's because he's been injured. But you're right, he has not played against the Blazers at all this year. And in those games, the Blazers are 1-2 against the Spurs. They did beat them in San Antonio back in early January. But the Spurs, without Wemby this year, they were 12-5. You know, they are a deep team. We hear so much about him and all the things that he can do and being the incredible defensive player that he is and his size and just how much of a, you know, freak of nature he is. And I mean that in the most respectful way. Like, yeah, he does things that humans should not be able to do. They're a deep team. They're a really good team. They're a very well-coached team. It's not just the Wemby show. I mean, you have De'Aaron Fox, who is a terrific player, and Stephon Castle, who won a national championship with Donovan Klingon at UConn. Just up and down the board, they have so many terrific players on that team.
Well, we're talking with the voice of the Trailblazers, Travis Demers, just before tonight's game on the Friday with the San Antonio Spurs. Game one, some people are saying this is Wembanyama versus everybody, and that's kind of been, I think, what the Blazers been waiting for. Maybe that's what he's been waiting for.
Yeah, maybe it is. I mean, look, he's so good and he's so talented. And one of the things that he does just by his presence, right? Yes, he blocks shots and he is so good defensively, but just his existence on the floor will deter teams from going to the basket. And going to the basket is one of the things that the Blazers will rely on. So there is a lot of that where he just disrupts everything. And then you have so many good defenders and the scheme that they run is so well executed that, you know, him being out there really just makes everything go. But, you know, the idea that, and I've heard this from a number of people too, that it's all Wemby. It's just not true. I mean, there's a reason why they have won so many games with him out of the lineup. There's a reason why in general they won 62 games this year. They are a very deep, talented, young team. And I know a lot of the guys on that roster have never been to the postseason. You know, it's not just that Wemby's making his first playoff appearance, but, you know, Castle and, you know, some of these other guys as well. You had a couple of years ago, De'Aaron Fox with Sacramento playing one playoff series. But that's essentially it for, you know, their playoff experience. But off the bench, they have Harrison Barnes, who won an NBA championship with the Warriors. So as we in Portland look at the experience from Jrue Holiday winning multiple championships, or Robert Williams III, who has been to an NBA Finals with the Celtics, or on the coaching staff, you have three coaches who have won titles. Obviously, Tiago Splitter played for the Spurs and won a championship there, but Nate Bjorkgren was a coach on the Toronto Raptors when they won a championship, and James Posey played for the Celtics when they won a title. So there is playoff experience and championship experience. The Spurs have some of that too, so it is not just a one man show down there.
What will be the key matches for the Blazers? Who can we expect big things from as long as we're playing Blazer basketball the way we've been playing it the last week or two?
Well, I mean, Denny Avdija has done so much this year, and he finished the season, if you include the play-in game, seven straight games with 25 or more points. You know, he has been so good this year. But the veterans, Jrue Holiday and Jeremy Grant, have both shot right around 40% from three. Now that Shaedon Sharpe is back healthy, adding, you know, another scorer to Monte Kamara defensively, and then has been able to just have some monster games. He's had a few games where he scored 30 or more because he's hit six, seven, eight threes. As you talk about which players to watch, I think it's everybody. And I think it has to be a complete team effort. You can't just have a night where it's one guy and everybody else is just kind of, you know, taking a back seat. If they're going to want to win any games in this series, and I think they will, it's got to be a complete team effort.
He's the voice of the Trailblazers, and we have to abbreviate our conversation, but we're coming back to him as it goes along. It's the first game of seven in the first round of the playoffs in the Western Conference. And Travis Demers, we wish you luck down there in the River City, if you will, in San Antonio. It's a great place to play, great basketball fans down there. And it's going to feel pretty good for you, too, to get back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I have not seen a playoff game in, 5 years? And if you think about this too, Mike, and I know we got to wrap it up quick, the Blazers have not had a postseason game at home with a full crowd since 2019. 2020 was the bubble, and then 2021, they didn't allow capacity crowds, just 10%. So Rip City's been waiting 7 years for this.
Well, help them get the wins, bring them back home to Rip City, and we'll see you when you come back from Texas. Good luck to you and the Blazers, and I really appreciate you chatting with us today, Trav.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
That's Travis DeMers, the voice of the Portland Trail Blazers. Spurs and Blazers coming up tonight here, game one of the Western Conference playoffs. With Travis, this is Mike Albigert here on 1430 KYKN.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket with Jeff and Hunter continues on 1430 KYKN.
And welcome back to the Sports Ticket. Thank you, Mike Gallagher and Travis DeMers, for a little insight as the Trailblazers are heading down to San Antonio. They're playing the Spurs down in Texas way. So it's going to be a fun series, but I also sit there and I kind of go, getting back into the playoffs is awesome, especially when Lillard, of course, is still out for the rest of the season. And, you know, what can they kind of revamp as they look forward to the future coming in? So
I think it'll be good. Yeah, I think this is going to be a great opportunity for this Blazer team. I mean, if nothing else, you're going to gain experience in the playoffs because not many of them have it. Especially, I mean, how long has it been since the Blazers have been in the playoffs?
So they made it in 19, and then, of course, 2020 was the bubble year. Because of COVID, and then 2021 they made the playoffs, and there was all sorts of, you know, weird things going on that season, of course, where I believe they could, you know, and they brought it up, only about 10% attendance because of the COVID.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That whole thing, when you look back. Anyway, that's another rabbit hole.
We don't have a long enough show today.
No kidding. We've only got a few more minutes left, actually. But, so Mariners are going to be... first pitch is what, 6:40, Hunter?
6:40 tonight.
Taking on the Texas Rangers. And unfortunately, the Mariners went down after sweeping Texas at home. Houston. They went down to San Diego and got swept down there by the Padres. And really, the key game was the second game on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Or was that Wednesday?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
The
days all blend at this point.
I think they do. But yeah, Mariners were up, 7-2 in the ninth inning, and Munoz just he couldn't even save the game. And the Mariners end up giving up 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth and losing 8-7.
That is a back-breaking loss, especially against the Padres team. They're a good team. They're very comparable to the Mariners on paper. I'm glad they were able to go and sweep the Astros. That's very important because these are division opponents. These are the guys you need to win because in the standings, they mean the most. So now with Texas coming to town, it's Jacob deGrom's going for the Rangers tonight, Logan Gilbert for the Mariners. Kind of the hope is if the Mariners at home can take these Rangers down and win at least 2 out of 3, it helps with the standings. Like we said, we're still April, 20 games into the year. There's 140 more to play, so there's a long road for the Mariners to recoup, and the bats are finally starting to come around a little bit.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
A very little bit. you've got Jacob deGrom, like you mentioned earlier. He's starting for the Rangers, and he's a great pitcher. I mean, he was with the Mets for I don't know how many years, just really, really good. And with the Mariners' batting woes, I mean, shoot, you got Cal Raleigh batting, 171 right now, and what does he have, 2 home runs in the season? So, you know, we were talking before the show, Hunter, just how they had that interleague?
The
World Baseball Classic. And it's just like, why in the world would you even do that? I mean, you're getting ready for the season. And you were talking that, you know what? Everybody who played in that is not doing very well right now.
Yeah, across the board, a lot of the guys that played in the World Baseball Classic, and you understand the reason for doing it. You're representing your country and having these kind of fun, you know, games. But a lot of those guys struggled coming out of the gate. And I think so much of it is, you know, a typical spring training, you start off slow and you build to opening day. Well, you throw the World Baseball Classic in and these guys are starting off slow, jumping right into it, and then kind of having to cool down for a week to 10 days to 2 weeks after their team's either eliminated or the series ends, and then ramp it back up for opening day. And I think that's where the struggle we're seeing right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. So how much time do we have, Hunter?
Because we got to probably wrap this thing up. Mariners are ready to go. We don't want to hold them off too much longer.
Good. Well, there you have it. It was a quick run for the Sports Ticket, but appreciate our sponsors. Thank you very much. And Rick Riz, take it away.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN.
where Salem is listening.